All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I've got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we've got closed game for you. And yeah, I know, YouTube people, you didn't get a lot of it this time, but we're going to see how much I can give you this time, and hopefully it's more. So let's go on and get started. Everyone is already waiting here in the hallway. Hey, again, Togo. No, that she was like, hey again, Togo. And of course, the other one's like, nice to see you, Togo. Good morning, Togo. Everyone save Celicia has a greeting for me. She looks like she's in a pretty bad mood. Morning. Let's all get through this round. Apart from Celicia, the others seem to be in high spirits. I've been worried about them after what happened yesterday, but I'm relieved to know that they're okay. How are you feeling, Togo? I'm fine. I got some decent rest, at least. I'd be worried if you didn't, as the strong man amongst us. Ha ha ha, I would be too. I sincerely hope you'll keep us safe again today. What about you, Marielle? Managed to sleep? Yes, I believe I did. She doesn't sound very convincing about that, but there's no point asking further. At least her complexion looks normal. That's enough for me to hope she's as ready as she'll ever be. Celicia's grumpy mood, however, is a noticeable problem. And you, Celicia? How much rest did you get? Enough. Sure doesn't look like it. Are you feeling sluggish, tired, or anything like that? The fuck does it matter? You think they're gonna give me a damn timeout? Or a goddamn timeout, rather? Well, no. I guess they wouldn't. Then don't ask dumb fucking questions. She's in a really bad mood right now. I was going to try to be supportive, but I'm going to lose my patience with her if she keeps this attitude up. Anyway, let's break a leg out there, everyone. That includes you, Celicia. Fuck off. Her gaze burns into me like a laser, and all I did was wish her good luck. I can't help but feel like this is a bad omen for today's round. Seriously, what's your damn problem? The game's starting in a few minutes. Yeah, what about it? Take this seriously, would you? I am, so get off my ass. I'm not here to fuck around. She turns her back on me. I hope I can somehow put her in a better mood, but it seems that won't be an easy task. Is everyone here and ready to go? The next round will commence momentarily. Oh, it would appear my dear sister is quite upset. Would you like to share what's on your mind? I could indulge you a conversation if you'd like. You fucking bitch. Celine gives the faintest of smiles when Celicia glares at her and mutters a curse under her breath. If Celine were here in the room, Celicia would surely punch her in the mouth. Go fuck yourself, I'm pissed as shit because of you and your fucking game. And it took your anger this long to show itself? No, you shit stain. I've been pissed since day fucking one. Then surely there's no need to have this conversation again. Aren't you curious to know what will happen in today's round? If you ask nicely, I could divulge some information for you. I don't give half a shit about that. This is hopeless. Celicia's blood is at a rolling boil. Roiling boil. Trying to engage her in any kind of talk is an exercise in futility. If I ask to calm her down, I'll only be her next target. Stop! End this horse shit already! Stop! What is it you want me to stop? The fucking game, shit for brains. Why would we do that? Are you implying we have something to gain from ending it? Perhaps it would be better to open your ears for my hint instead of your mouth to scream. You shut your goddamn mouth and listen. This shit could be over if you just fucking end it. Her extreme open hostility is making everyone uncomfortable. At this rate, she's gonna fracture the fragility she's gonna fracture the fragile unity our group has managed to form. Okay, let's calm down a bit, Celicia. You think I can just fucking calm down from this? And what about you? Is this no big deal to you? Do none of you other fuckers care? After what they've done to us? How? I can't help but find your rising anger funnier and funnier, dear sister. You're just like, oh yes, like a monkey thrashing about in a cage. You shit-stained whore! That's enough all fucking ready, Celine. Celine will keep provoking Celicia for as long as it entertains her. If I just stand by and let it happen, Celicia's gonna have an aneurysm. Fuck you, you're fucking dead, you hear, Celine? When I get there, you're gonna get a fucking 3-course meal of lead. Oh, I would love to see you in person, but first you must complete today's round without dying. Shut up! Start this shit if you're gonna do it. For fuck's sake. There's nothing we can do for her, but at least she's motivated now. I'm sure there'll be trouble down the road, but I prefer having an angry Celicia over a grumpy Celicia. My goodness, I'm laughing my guts out over here. Alright, it's time to start the game now. Right as she says that, a bright white light envelops us. After that brief delay, the third day of the game has now begun. Here we are, folks, day 3. Ugh. The blinding light subsides little by little. Today's stage comes into view. We find ourselves inside... the fucking woods? We're in a forest that extends as far as the eye can see. Trees surround us, their foliage so dense that the sun can't even reach the ground in most places. What is this place? This is incredible. I've never seen anything like this before. Me neither. There's more trees here than I've seen in my whole life combined. While there are trees where I lived, I've never seen this many unbroken acres of them. A forest of this vast size is stunning. There's so much greenery, like something from a dream. And the air. This is the freshest air I've ever breathed. It has the most wonderful scent. Is this how nature truly smells? Caelum Herbs has woodlands too, it seems. This is a strange new place, the likes of which I've never gotten to experience before. As Marielle pointed out, even the smell of nature is completely novel. The air entering my lungs is as clean as could be. Simply inhaling it makes me relax. Oh, there's a pretty bird over there. Wow, there is. I've never seen any birds with wings that colorful before. Just looking around soothes the heart, doesn't it? We stand there, captivated by the gorgeous sights in all directions. One person, however, isn't admiring our surroundings, but instead observing them with caution. Celestia studies the forest with a discerning gaze. Its evidence is she doesn't cherish the scenery as we do. Look over there, there's another... Get a grip and stop bird watching. There could be enemies around here. At least pretend to keep an eye out. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. This is a backdrop for the game after all. Our bracelets don't seem to be detecting anything for now. Seeing as we have time, we should decide on our strategy. How should we go about our search today? We could all go separate ways as Celine urged us to do yesterday, or split up into two groups. With the game already in motion, we need to commit to a choice soon. We can decide by majority vote. Our options are to do the same as last round or separate into two teams. Yeah, we haven't had a round where we all went different ways yet. What about we stick together? That would be very inefficient, I'm afraid. I expected that our opinions would be divided. Once again, the final decision might rely on my vote. I'll be fine on my own. Decide among yourselves. Huh? But we'll... It's really dangerous to go on your own. Everyone else exchanges perplexed glances with each other. Celestia's exchange with Celine worked her up to the point where she can't think rationally. Calm yourself down, Celestia. I am calm, dude. If anything, the rest of you need to calm down. Who gives a shit how much greenery there is or how damn fresh the air is? Bullshit, you're calm. She really has lost all composure. Something bad is bound to happen if we let her wander off while she's like this. Take a good look around you. You'll get lost in 5 minutes if we split up without a landmark to regroup at. So what if someone gets lost? We just gotta find the safe zone. What if something happens to one of us before we even find it? He's right, we should all go together. I think we should at least stick together until we found a way out of the forest. For fuck's sake, I said I'll be fine on my own. We're just worried about you. At least don't raise your voice at us. When the fuck did I ever ask for your concern? This is going nowhere. She's too agitated to listen to anyone but herself. For that reason alone, we can't let her split off from the rest of the group. Listen, I know you're pissed as hell, but I bet you're playing right into Celine's hand by going solo in this place. We don't have a compass, and we can't even navigate using the sun with the treetops blocking it out. I give no fucks about what she's scheming. I'm going alone, and that's that. You're really gonna wander off on your own? That's right. In this maze of a forest? That's right. With your non-existent sense of direction? That's right. Hey, wait! She turns bright red as she shouts out. For as long as I've known her, Celestia has a bad tendency to get lost. Even at a marked crossroads, she'll manage to pick the wrong way to go. Without her bracelet to guide her, she'd probably have gotten lost in one of the prior rounds. In these unmarked woods, it's inevitable that she'll get lost. Then don't bring that shit up. If I don't, you'll bumble off and get lost somewhere. Look, just because... I see, so you have no sense of direction. You lack a sense of direction, huh? Despite having no sense of direction, you wanted to go by yourself? They stare at Celicia with astonishment and repeat the same phrase. Stop saying sense of direction over and fucking over. The point is, you're not going anywhere alone, got it? Fine. If you really insist, then I'll come with you. Good to hear. My goodness, you take a lot of convincing. They sound relieved to hear her cave in. To hear her cave in, rather, not her cave in. Celicia herself might not realize it, but we're all concerned about her safety. It looks like our sense of camaraderie pulled through and reached her. I'm so bored. Would you please get a move on sometime soon? Not this again. Celine? Celine pops in and lets us know that she's been listening the whole time. Stop fucking spying on us and fuck you! I just said I'm gonna go with them, dumb shit! Ah, you certainly did. Then I'll be looking forward to seeing you get violated, dear sister. After that pointless prattling of hers, her hologram vanishes. That whore! Always saying what she wants! Hold on. That whore! Always saying only what she wants, then fucking off! Chill out, Celicia. I'm fucking calm, okay? We just got her to agree with us, and now we're back at square one. Maybe Celine showed up for the sole purpose of enraging Celicia again. Regardless, it seems like I'll have to be the one calling the shots until Celicia returns to her senses. Since we don't know what to expect from here on out, we need to remain vigilant of our surroundings as we embark. Could be anything in the woods. It's the woods, folks. Or the forest, rather. I'm not sure how much time has passed since we set off. All of us have been nearly silent as we prowl through the vast forest searching for the safe zone while avoiding enemies. As of yet, we've seen no sign of either. The only thing we've seen is more and more of the woods. For all we know, we could be walking in circles. Should we really just keep going? Maybe there's a clue as to the safe zone's location hidden around here. Without one, it's unrealistic of us to expect to survive this round. I think we might have already been here before. You think so? It's hard to know where you're headed when dealing with such a big forest. We'd at least have had a hint if a landmark... We'd at least have a hint if we had a landmark to go off of or something. Everywhere we go, there's nothing but trees and grass. I doubt we have a chance of finding the safe zone like this. I'm not even sure we've kept a straight path this entire time. More than once, I get the sense that we're passing through the same area yet again. Our odds of surviving are getting bleaker and bleaker. We'll definitely be found by an enemy at this rate, or we'll just run out of time and they'll purge the stage. We have to make solid progress in our search to avoid having either of those happen. What do you all think? What are the chances of us actually finding a safe zone in this huge forest? Our chances are shit, but we still gotta look for it. Indeed. But it seems unlikely we'll find it by wandering around aimlessly. We don't have any leads to follow, though. The odds are massively stacked against us this time. Everyone looks anxious. The sense that we're not getting anywhere is weighing heavily on everyone. God damn it, why are they making us do this? Do you believe they would plant a whole forest just for entertainment? They create a forest and watch us struggle through it, all for a form of stress relief. They clearly have different ideas of recreation than the rest of us. I think there's more to this place than that. I stop in place and turn around to face them. Everyone else halts as well, waiting for what I have to say. What do you mean? This is just my speculation, but hear me out. What if this is just some kind of show? A show? Again, I'm just guessing, but maybe Selene and Michiko benefit, monetarily or otherwise, by hosting the game and broadcasting it to Kalem Herbs. In other words, they make a living from viewers who want to see which one of us survives, or which of us survive, you mean? Yeah, that's what I think's going on. My theory is based on huge conjectures, patching together what I do know for sure. Nevertheless, I believe I'm not far off from the truth. The game is simply too grand in scale for it not to be entertainment. Even for Heaveners, surely the costs have to be comparable to the gains. On top of that, the game hasn't been fair to us, we know that from experience. When the pigmen ambushed us, they knew exactly where we were. Do you think they had bracelets like ours and those guided them to us? Nah, even that's too roundabout. Selene probably just told them our location or even just brought them directly to us, something along those lines. Well, we don't have any chance of winning if they continue pulling tricks like that. Ain't that what you'd expect, really? I'd be more surprised if we had a chance to win. They're making us play a game we're bound to ultimately lose. That's what you're saying? It's a possibility the way I see it. I also think that's the case. I don't think they're supposed to win. I was eager about bringing up the idea, but I felt obligated to. Selene and Michiko may not come and attack us in person, but they are still very much our enemies. To begin with, we never found the safe zone all by ourselves during the first and second rounds. Despite our best efforts, we had to trust the hints they gave us. Once we had those hints, though, all we had to do was walk there. At this point, there's no pretense of this being a competition. For all we know, there might not even be a safe zone to begin with. Huh? What do you mean? There was one yesterday and the day before that. That's also possible. I think what he means is that the safe zone isn't someplace special on the stage. It's just the place that they give us a hint about. Yeah, I think that's the case indeed. Yeah, I believe that too. It's even possible that they just decide where to put it on the fly. So they just put it wherever they want, like right at the end. Oh, here's your safe zone. And then they point them to it. It isn't even there yet when the round first starts. So there is no safe zone at the beginning. They literally just put it there. I really think that's what's going on. They're fucking with them. This isn't just a game, it's amusement. And they're probably not going to win, and Kalem Herbs is just going to laugh at them. So what you're saying is that it might not even matter where we go, because there isn't actually a safe zone anywhere just yet? It's plausible, since those two can apparently teleport us from anywhere to anywhere, which is true, they can. They tell us to head to some random place they decided to call the safe zone. Once we reach it, they just activate whatever device returns us to our rooms. Bingo! That's it! That's what's going on, folks! I thought we got transported because we reached it, but I guess they could have just been teleporting us around the same way as always. Doesn't that mean that all this walking we're doing is in vain? If it does, well, it does if my theory's right. As I lay out my suspicions, it becomes harder to motivate myself to keep walking. We got this far by clinging to our faint hopes, but that hope is swiftly unraveling. Then what do we do now? Do we have any other choice but to listen to what those women tell us to do? No, we don't have to. We're not their damn puppets. For the moment, though, I don't have a secret plan B or anything prepared. If the only way to exit the stage is to get teleported off of it, we must avoid displeasing Michiko and Celine no matter what. As that is the case, we have no other choice for the time being. No, I don't want to let them do whatever they please to me. If we assume Togo's right, then all we can do is play along and be their little toys, huh? I'm not doing that shit. I wouldn't say we'll just do whatever they say. All they really care about is their viewership, I think. They've got to entertain the audience that's watching us, so they might just be desperate to keep people tuned in. Are you saying you think there's a chance that those two aren't doing everything of their own accord? It's possible, I guess. They do keep telling us stuff like make it interesting and put on a show, so... What if the reason is because it's not for their own amusement, but for the people watching? I see what you're thinking. If so, though, that's all the more reason to escalate the danger we're in. That thought has Marielle shaking like a leaf. A few teardrops form in the corners of her eyes as her face turns pale. Okay then, what the fuck do we do? Aren't they gonna send something after us no matter where we go? Listen, I've got a not-so-good idea, but it's the only thing I think will work. What's your plan? It's not exactly a plan. The idea is, if we get caught, don't try to resist. Instead, we should do what Celine and Michiko want to see. If we satisfy them, they might give us a clue on the safe zone's whereabouts again. Wouldn't that mean... You're telling me to just take it and pretend to like it? We probably could try something else, but based on past events, this is the best option I can think of. Oh no, but I can't. No, I'm not. She looks like she's about to break into tears. I can't really blame her. She doesn't want to have her body defiled ever again, but what I'm proposing is as good as telling her to just let it happen and deal with it. She and all the others have gone dead silent, unwilling to speak up. I know it's an insane idea, but it's all I've got. Fine, I'll do it. I'm not gonna give up after coming this far. Lacey is the first to give her answer. Don't look at me like that, you suggested it. Sorry, but what made you agree to do it? Because I think it'll work. At least it seems most likely to, considering the circumstances. Besides, if I refuse to go along just because I'm being pig-headed, this might be the last day of our lives. Lacey, thank you. As strange as this situation is, I'm relieved to hear her agree with me. I was worried that nobody would go along with it, and that they'd even be contemptuous of me for even suggesting it. At any rate, we have to focus on getting through today and tomorrow's rounds. And to do that, I'll do anything it takes. She looks right into my eyes as she speaks. She's far more mentally resolute than I expected. Maybe her career as a singer back down on Earth prepared her more than I initially thought. I think I missed something. No. Even in these dreadful circumstances, her beauty and appeal haven't waned in the slightest. I'll do it as well! Kokona's the next to speak. There is some nervousness in her expression, but she looks at me without hesitation as she gives her consent. I'm not eager to do it, but it sounds like our only option. When death stares you down, you have to do whatever is necessary to escape him. Yes! Your plan is all we have, and I'll go along with it. If I don't, my brothers and sisters back on Earth might never see me again. With her hands curled in the firm fist, she agrees with me while making her motivation clear. She's resilient too, especially at her young age. It's embarrassing to say it, but it almost feels like she's the one inspiring me. Glad to hear you're in, Kokona. She's sure, but I'm not doing it just for your sake. There's a faint expression of surprise on her face. That's more like how I expect a young girl like her to look. I don't think I... Simply put, Marielle looks white as a sheet. I didn't expect much else. Her reaction to my idea is normal. However, the circumstances here aren't normal. She must strengthen her resolve not just for our sake, but her own too. Listen, I know it's insanely tough, but... I'll be fine as long as they don't catch me, right? Sorry, what? If I can avoid being captured, then it's not an issue, right? Well... She does have a point. They can't rape her if they don't catch her first. But by my estimate, evading capture is going to be impossible. Selene probably has countless cameras installed all over this forest. The odds of her finding a blind spot are close to nil. Togo, you're saying that this'll work, right? That if we do what you suggested, we'll see Selene in person? Celicia suddenly approaches me with a question. I wouldn't say it's guaranteed to work, but it's likely to. I see. It's likely to work. Then I'm on board, too. I'll let those assholes have their fun and bear with it for now. I'll get my payback when I meet Selene. She grits her teeth like she's gagging herself. There are raging flames in her eyes, calling out for Selene's head. Remember, try and put up with it, but if things get crazy, fight back with all you've got. We can't know for sure that the enemy won't start trying to kill us all of a sudden. The game can go on even if they killed some of us off. That might be what they're thinking. Exactly. That's why, Celicia, you've got to promise me you won't act on your own. If you do, nobody can help you if the shit hits the fan. Fine, I won't wander off all by myself, I swear it. I'll follow your plan as long as it has a chance to work. She promises me that she won't go searching on her own. I'm sure she has some objections, but at least she seems to understand the risk. Everyone agreeing to stick together makes me draw a huge sigh of relief. So what are we meant to do now? Even if we assume Togo's theory is correct, we can't just stand here and wait. I suppose we'll have to keep walking. Let's not forget, I could also be wrong. Who knows, maybe there is a safe zone hidden somewhere in this place. All we can do is keep moving forward, believing that we will get through this round alive. They all give me a silent nod in answer. Marielle sticks out from the rest of us with just how nervous she looks, but she's managed to keep herself from breaking into tears. As sorry as I feel for her, there's nothing more I can do for her. As a team, we have to go with the plan we think gives us the best chances of survival. Alright, everyone ready to go? Yeah, I'm ready. Ready to bust Celine's door open. With our discussion concluded, we began walking again. Though we don't know where the safe zone is, or even if there is one to begin with, we have no choice but to keep moving forward. I lose track of how long we've been searching. As expected, trekking through the forest is wearing me out. There's absolutely nothing around here. It's astonishing how nothing of note has happened yet. While we've had no luck finding the safe zone, we also haven't had any enemies ambush us. Our bracelets have been silent for so long that I'm starting to question if they still function. We've walked for so long. Just where is the safe zone? If we knew, we wouldn't have to keep walking. We haven't heard from Celine at all. I'm becoming increasingly nervous about how we're going to make it through this round. Huh? Suddenly I hear a strange noise. That can't be good, folks. It sounds like a faint humming moving through the forest. Did anyone else hear that sound just now? What sound? The team halts in place after I bring the buzz to their attention. Once they take a moment to listen carefully, it looks a surprise form on all their faces. You're right, I can hear something. It's getting louder. Wait, doesn't that mean it's coming closer? I think so. Bit by bit, the strange noise gets louder. It sounds like it's heading towards us. Where is it coming from, and what is producing it? Celicia pinpoints its direction first. It's coming from over there. She points towards a patch of particularly dense foliage. As one, we all slowly turn towards that spot. And then, almost all together, we realize... Oh, there it is! I knew it! Oh, Jesus, it's that freaky bug! It turns out the source of that drowning noise is a roughly 2 yard tall giant hornet, which people have been calling a Pokemon. Celine's Pokemon. We all instantly recognize it as the one that murdered George. Damn, George, he was a good man! Well, yeah, don't damn him, but yeah. But he was a good man, you know. Rest in peace. The monster is a far departure from the likes of the Gimps and the Pigmen. If this enemy spawns us, it will hunt down and kill us. Keep in mind, this thing is not trying to fuck him, it's trying to kill him. Everyone, steer clear of that thing. Oh my god, we have to run away right now. Eek, we need a place to hide. No, it's gonna eat me! It'll eat me alive! Hey guys, wait! The monstrous insect's sudden arrival causes us all to panic. The calm from before is shattered as we scramble to find a place to hide. Our panic, however, only makes it more likely that the bug will find us. We've got to hide. There's gotta be a hiding place somewhere. Look, over there, there's water there! She points into the distance and shouts at us. Through the foliage, I spot a body of water amongst the trees. Is it a river? Or a pond? It doesn't really matter. What matters more is that it's likely our only shot to survive this encounter. Run! Okay. Wait for me, I'm coming. With the racket we've raised, the hornet soon homes onto us. It charges after us, its flapping wings thrumming loudly. Fortunately for us, the branches and trunks of the trees are slowing its flight down. However, if it does manage to catch us, we're dead. Hurry, get in the water! We don't know for sure if the water will repulse the hornet, but we don't know what's in the water either. For that matter, there might even be another monster lurking beneath the surface. At the moment, though, we have no other options. Run for your lives. If it catches you, you're dead. The buzzing is coming closer. Don't look back! Once we're close enough, a big lake comes into view. A little more running and we'll be out of the woods. The same is true for the hornet, though. It's right behind us. Run, 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 run! We've got to get out of the forest! Our only chance is to dive deep into the lake! Almost there, almost there! We put all our energy into getting to the lake and ahead of the insect. We can't tell how close the hornet is to us, and turning back to check wouldn't help us get any closer to the water. as we're just seconds away from safety. Jump in! Felicia is leading our group, looks back and yells at us. Everything happens all at once, probably in less than a single second. I run past her. After me comes Coconut, Lacey, and finally Marielle when something unexpected happens. Huh? I hear a strange sound behind me. It's the last sound I'll have to hear in this situation. A loud thud, like someone hitting the ground. Felicia? I instantly freeze and look behind me. The lake is just a second away, but I refuse to jump in until I'm sure we're all going to make it. It's Alicia! Lacey and Coconut do the same, turning around to see what happened. Even Marielle whips around as well. The hornet hunches over Celicia's body. For a split second, I fear she's already been killed, but then I see her flailing her limbs in an attempt to fend it off. You fuck! Get off! The hornet gently rises into the air and flies off. With Celicia held in its creepy clutches, it carries her through the forest, heading directly away from us. Oh god. This can't be. It took her away. Jesus, what just happened? It all happened so fast, my mind hasn't caught up yet. I cannot believe the insanity that my eyes just witnessed. It's gonna eat Celicia. No, that's crazy. It wouldn't eat her, right? I say that, but it's simply a blind denial of the very real possibility. The fact is that a huge insect came and took Celicia away. It's clear that nothing good can come from this. We've gotta rescue her. Wait, it's dangerous to just go running after her. Lacey stops me before I can chase right after the bug. First things first, police calm down. There has to be a right way to do this. Right way? That doesn't matter. We have to catch up to. I told you, that's dangerous. She's already in danger. I shake myself loose of Lacey's grip and turn back towards the forest in pursuit of Celicia and her captor. To Togo! Togo, please don't go after her! I hear their voices echo behind me. They ask me to stop, but I cannot spare time to explain. Saving Celicia takes priority over everything else right now. Taking my sweet time to talk to them is out of the question. I don't know where exactly the hornet flew to, but hopefully running in its general direction will put me on its trail. My hope is that I can still make it in time if I go now rather than later. Where am I? Damn, my head hurts. Fuck the headache. What is this place? Something feels off about it. And what's that noise? That weird buzzing is getting on my nerves. The world is dark around her, and the feeling in her body is dull and numb. She can vaguely make out something sharp against her skin. The hell? Who the fuck's doing that? She curses at her unseen assailant as she looks around for what's touching her. What she finds is beyond her wildest expectations. What the fuck? And yeah, we're at the next H scene. Okay, guys. Obviously, YouTube got cut off right at this point, but hey, for the rest of you guys, I don't know how long this H scene could go, because sometimes these are really long, but let's go ahead and we're gonna roll through it real quick on MGTOW.TV, and then after that, we'll end this. But let's roll through it real quick, and then, because I've got other ones to do. But I like the CG. I like the way her hair looks there. Almost has like a Gohan thing going on with the hair. Kind of like a Gold Super Saiyan thing. When she finally opens her eyes, she realizes she's upside down. Her suit's been torn apart, leaving her half naked. Her next realization is that her body is hanging high amongst the treetops, suspended by thin, translucent silk strings. Her position explains her headache, as well as the weirdness of the scenery surrounding her. A tiny part of her laughs at herself for not realizing it earlier. The rest of her mind, however, is concerned with freeing herself. However, the strings are tough and show no signs of breaking. In fact, they seem to be binding her even more tightly for trying. Okay, I guess I should try to stay still instead. Well, now what the fuck do I do? If she stays like this for too long, the blood pooling in her head will kill her. She must break free before that happens. Wait, that sound. A strange sound thrums in the distance. The droning noise is strangely familiar. That's why. That freaky bug's the reason I'm hanging like this. That humming must be the sound of its wings. Shit, if I don't break free right now, that thing's gonna kill me. Memories of George being torn apart during the first round flash in her head. The sound of the insect's flapping wings draws closer. Okay, letting her know just how close the monster is. God fucking damn it. Fuck, this shit isn't coming off. Ugh. Ah, but back off, stay the hell away from me. She shakes as hard as she can, but it seems to be getting her nowhere. All she's doing is squirming like a fly caught in a spider's web. Oh, fuck. Go away. Leave me alone. Stop it. You piece of shit. What are you doing? Take this white shit off me right now. She musters her strength in an attempt to shake off the homicidal hornet. The bug doesn't budge an inch, though. It starts groping her body with its appendages as if in search of something. Oh my god, we're gonna see bug rape, folks. Oh, jeez. It drags its sharp limbs over every nook and cranny of her body. It only reminds her more and more of the grotesque way George was murdered. I gotta stay still. I'll end up like George if I move in any way. Just wait it out. Wait for an opening. She checks the strings again with a subtle tug of her arms and legs. They don't so much as stretch. Their threads are inconceivably tough, almost like they're made of steel. What the fuck? What am I meant to do now? Actually, even if I could break these, I'd just end up falling to the ground. Stop it! Don't touch me! Ah! She hangs there in the air helplessly. She's also half naked, unarmed, and lacking any form of plan. What kind of opening could even help her in this state? Suddenly, something long and fleshy emerges from the killer hornet's mouth, inching its way towards her crotch. Now, what are you... Ah! Stop doing that! The riddling object is likely the monster's tongue. It creeps along her skin like a big worm. Stop fucking licking me! Ah! Her voice quivers with fear as she pleads in vain for it to stop. As if interpreting her fear for arousal, the insect licks her more, sucking on her crotch like a juicy fruit. A juicy fruit. Please, I can't stand being licked there. Ah! Its tongue rubs against her urethra. The combination of her fear and the sexual stimulation makes her legs shake. She does her best to conceal her fear. As her limbs sway slightly, the monster sticks its tongue deeper and deeper down her genitals. The insect's noises sound partly confused, partly gratified. Its tongue rubs even more firmly against her urethra. Stop it! That's the one spot I can't take it in. Stop licking or else I'm gonna... I can't hold it! Oh, no! She says, I'm pissed myself? She meant to say, I'll piss myself. With a violent twitch of her inner thigh, she gushes with a stream of urine from her snatch. Oh, God. Yeah, and of course she's just getting completely coated in it because hentai. Oh, God. I'm peeing. I'm pissing myself. Ah. She can do nothing to stop the pee from shitting out like water from a fountain. The shock and humility is so intense that she wishes she were dead. Because that's what happens in situations like this, folks. The hornet keeps licking like crazy, even as she urinates everywhere. The disgust she feels makes her try and shake it off of to stop it. No, no, get away, fuck off! Get away from me! Get the fuck away from me! Stop licking me! Her words mean nothing to the insect. All her struggles and animal whimpers are irrelevant as well, for they do not impede the monster from its task. Please, I'm begging you, stop licking me! Ah! Just when she thought it couldn't get worse. The hornet moves its abdomen, thrusting its rear end into her mouth. And then its stinger. The fuck? Why is it sticking itself into my mouth? It hurts. It's gonna fucking kill me. You fucking pest! If you're killing me anyway, then I'm taking a bite of your bug ass with me. She takes a deep breath, but before she can bite to the insect's abdomen... a strange object shoots out of the hornet's behind before her teeth close down. The long, slimy rod, like something, wiggles its way to the back of her mouth and down her throat. It immediately starts to stiffen and swell up. The fuck is this thing? What is this thing? It's going down my throat. I can't even breathe. I'm gonna choke to death. Desperate to break free, she starts struggling again. The silk strings holding her body refuse to break, however, as the insect drives its organ into her mouth like a stake. Oh my God, is this its dick? Am I seriously being forced to suck this murderer hornet's cock? Astonishment and anger surge within her at the same time. Once again, she tries to work her jaw in an attempt to bite off the monster's cock. As if anticipating her attempt, or perhaps simply out of its own lust, the hornet starts to swing its rear and ravage her throat with its dick. The discomfort caused by the hornet's stick plunging into her gullet, combined with its horrendous smell filling her nose, makes her incredibly nauseous. Is it making me suffer because I scream? Oh Is it making me suffer because I screamed, or is it because I tried to resist? Jesus, fuck. Why is it doing this? Why the fuck? Her anguish soon drowns out her rage. It only intensifies as the hornet's cock enlarges in her throat, reaching further down her esophagus while threatening to tear the corners of her lips. And suddenly swollen genitals become fatter and fatter. She's never experienced such a horrifying sensation before. Shocked and in agony, all she can do is scream. The monster's elongated cock revels in the warmth of her insides and throbs with delight from their tenderness. Her revulsion expresses itself in full-body spasms like she's having a seizure. Its humongous cock stretches her mouth and throat nearly to their breaking point. She can't move them in any way. That's when the hornet starts to thrust harder, driving its genitals even deeper inside her. The impacts of its body against her are tremendous. Biting down has become impossible. The putrid smell makes her want to vomit, but the insect's penis is jamming her gullet. She heaves nonetheless, causing the contents of her guts to roil in her stomach. Her insides are churning like clothes in a washing machine. Everything is a blur. She doesn't know what she's doing or what's happening to her. All she can do is writhe and dry heave in pain. Her head is growing heavy from all the blood pooling in it. Now, I was worried about that myself. Maybe that will be what kills her long before she chokes to death on this giant insect's cock. I've gotta break loose, or else I won't see Togo again. I wanna see him. I wanna see him again. She realizes just how far her consciousness has faded. Death is swiftly approaching. Her body's final desperate throes cause her to violently convulse. The spasms of her insides and gullet cause her to give the insect thick waves of intense tight stimulation. Guided by its lust, the hornet jams its throbbing genitals into her throat, causing it to expel fluid from its tip. It seems as though its liquid is toxic somehow, as it reacts with the insides of her stomach to produce noxious fumes and sends waves of agony through her. Her body is racked by suffering. The hornet pays her distress no heed as it thrusts its abdomen harder still, cramming its cock deeper in. I'm gonna die, I can't survive this. Of all places, this will be my grave. It's horrible, too horrible to even... The unbearable pain and the dread of her impending death causes her to wet herself. Her urine comes out in a deep yellow color, streaked with red from the traumas her insides have suffered. The hornet soon starts to slurp up her red and yellow discharge. After licking her genitals for some time, it swifts its attention, shifts its attention to her anus. It moves its tongue in circles, searching for the rivulets of her urine that have worked their way into the nooks and crannies of her body. It never once stops drilling its dick further inside, filling her throat, esophagus, and even stomach. All that she's saying is like, God, stop, fuck off, and all that. It's hard for her to... She's reached her limit. The agony and humility are too much to bear. All she can do, however, is scream. The strength has left her body, leaving her unable to snap her restraints, nor bite the insect's cock off. The bug can do whatever it wants, and she's powerless to resist it. Fuck, is this it? This is how I die, choking to death on some freak of nature's dick? She can't even cry, though. The only liquid she can release is more urine, which the insect gladly drinks down, seeming to become even more aroused. The giant hornet starts pounding her mouth with even greater intensity and force. The unimaginable pain causes her to scream again and again, her back arcing at such a sharp angle it seems as though her spine will break. Ugh. This is a rough one, folks. They've all been rough. Just then, she feels part of the hornet's cock wiggling. Her eyes cross as she looks down at what seems to be an elliptical bulge forming inside it. Its swollen girths and stuffs her throat almost entirely shut. Red, black, and white flashes fill her vision while her head turns as heavy as a stone from the amount of blood trapped inside her brain. Oh my god. As if sensing how close to death she is, the bug shakes its abdomen with reckless abandon in hopes of achieving its goal. The lump on the hornet's cock continues to expand until finally the round object becomes clear, the first of countless small eggs. They prepare to exit the insect's genitals, waiting for their moment to enter Celicia's body. The insect thrusts its abdomen even harder, driving its dick deeper into her mouth. Her throat might be clogged and her consciousness nearly gone, yet she still grunts while trying to put up one final act of vain resistance before her death. The air in her lungs seems to vanish, causing her fingertips to feel heavy and numb. It makes the girth, heat, and stench of the monster's dick extending from her mouth to her stomach that much more vivid. The eggs grind against her soft and fleshy insides, causing her throat to twitch and contract around the hornet's genitals. At last, the egg's time has come. The giant hornet buries the tip of its cock in her stomach, where it starts to shake like a rattlesnake's tail. Her body is filled in the blink of an eye, yet the hornet seems to have only just gotten started. Egg after egg rushes inside her. They spill out of her stomach and rise into her gullet, eventually reaching as far as her mouth. The rupturing pain of her belly expands, and combining with the ammonia-like color the eggs release in her mouth, yank her back from the brink of oblivion. Now the hellish suffering has truly started. Between her anguish and the horrid stench, she faints again and again. Her unconsciousness does not impede the hornet's spawning, however, and the horrifically bad odor of its eggs awakens her again and again. Oh. Oh god, I can't take it. This fucking blacking out, then coming back. Please, just kill me instead. The chill of her piss trickling down her inflated belly is palpable even in her wavering consciousness. The hornet slurps it up without hesitation, its tongue wriggling around in mad ecstasy. She should feel disgusted and furious, but her emotions are as dull as her sense of perception. Like, Jesus, it's actually happening. I'm dying. Is the hornet still laying its eggs? Is she still wetting herself? She doesn't know. But it doesn't matter. Nothing does anymore. Aren't you looking wonderful, dear sister? Celine laughs heartily as she watches the giant hornet grape Celicia. They're surrounded in all directions by trees without another person anywhere in sight. She feels so aroused that she's even forgotten that the game is in progress. This is amazing. My pussy has gotten so wet. More, show me more. Fuck my sister harder. Madness shines in her eyes. Her breasts come hot and heavy as she licks her lips like a feral predator faced with its prey. Oh, it's simply wonderful. I thought this spectacle would never come to be. A beeping sound causes her to return to her senses. This can mean only one thing. It would seem that someone has come at just the right moment. She grins and starts thinking of how she can use this development to her advantage. She can only look forward to the results. Thank you. I run as fast as I can through the dense forest. I know I shouldn't be acting recklessly, but I can't just stay put and do nothing when it comes to Celicia. Where is she now? Has any harm come to her? Trying to imagine the answers to these questions only makes me think of worse and worse fates. Son of a bitch, where the fuck did it take her? Celicia! Celicia, where are you? Nobody answers my shouts. The forest is dead silent. The thought crosses my mind that I might never see her again. Stop it, brain. I can't fucking give up. If I do, then she's doomed. I'm the only one who's capable of saving her. No one else will. I urge myself to continue as I proceed deeper into the woods. Two feelings are warring inside me. Sincere concern for Celicia's well-being and unadulterated rage towards Celine for subjecting us to this. Why? Why would Celine do this? Has she finally tired of Celicia, even knowing she's her sister? If she has reached this point, then maybe I should forget the Celine I used to know entirely. This is a living nightmare. Now, no, if this was just a dream, then everything would be fine after I woke up. This is no dream, though. This is reality. A horrible, cruel reality. I'm on the verge of tears, but I managed to hold them back. If Celicia saw me like this, she'd probably punch me in the stomach to snap me out of it. After all, I have no time to waste on such frivolous things. I might have no idea where I should go, but I'll never locate her if I don't go searching for her. Even if I have only a 1% probability of finding her this way, it's the only choice I have. Huh? All of a sudden, my bracelet starts to beep. I can see a blue dot blinking very slowly. So there's a fellow player somewhere nearby? Where are they? I rotate a bit to make sure I know what direction it's in. There! Eventually I pinpoint the heading the blue dot is at. The beeping is much faster when I'm moving in its direction. I can't be sure if it's Celicia or someone from the group trying to catch up with me, but it's clear that someone is close by. Celicia! I start running in that direction. As I crash through the tall bushes, I'm shocked by just how fast I'm running. That's how badly I want that blue dot to be Celicia. That's how badly I hope she's still alive. I don't know the range at which the bracelet would stop tracking her. All I can do is pray for her safety while running as fast as I can. Huh? I keep falling wherever the bracelet's beeping takes me, when all of a sudden it stops entirely. At first I fear the worst, but then I remember it does this when we're very close to other players. Celicia? I call her name as I look around me. Celicia! Even after raising my voice, I don't hear her respond. The only indication I have that she's nearby is my bracelet. This thing's never been wrong so far. If it's lying to me now, then I need to stop relying so much on it. I pay close attention to my surroundings, listening for any unusual sounds. Someone has to be close by. There's no way nobody's here and I came for nothing. To try and calm my frayed nerves, I yell Celicia's name again, even louder. Celicia! You sound desperate, Togo Magnarten. What? Somebody I hadn't expected answers my third call. Celine. You must really love my sister if you went this far out looking for her on your own. Here you are, huh? In the flesh. For once, she hasn't appeared as a hologram, but in person. I'm not sure how to react, as I wasn't expecting to find her here. For a moment, I entertain the idea of taking her hostage and forcing her to tell me where Celicia is, but that blunt of an approach seems unlikely to succeed. I need to know, where is Celicia? You think I would tell you just like that? I'm asking you to. Help me help her. She must mean a lot to you if you're so concerned. You don't say. We've always been like family to each other. You know we have. She interrupts me by breaking into a hearty laugh as she clutches her sides. She gives me a contemptuous, half-lidded glare that tells me how foolish she thinks I am. After all this time, you still believe I remember any of that? Come on, Celine. I don't care about anything from my childhood, but if you want to save her so badly, then I could tell you where she is. Really? You're serious? Sure, but there's a catch. Her tone becomes even more condescending as the corners of her lips lift up. I can imagine the catch is not going to be simple nor pleasant to accept. Fine, what do you want? I want you to please me. Oh no, not this again. But please? Why the hesitation? Don't tell me you're not feeling up to it. No, that's not it. I'm asking what you even want me to do. Oh, please. You don't get it? She looks astonished, like she can't believe what I just said. I'm not playing dumb. I generally do not know exactly what she wants me to do. You're dense as a brick, aren't you? What I'm asking for is this. What the hell? She starts taking her clothes off right in front of me. I'm so surprised I react by covering up my eyes. What the hell are you doing? What do you think? You're not blind, I assume. If you want to save my sister, then stick your dick inside my pussy and fuck me. You want me to fuck you? My eyebrow raises in astonishment at how explicitly she puts it. I won't say it out loud, but her phrasing has no subtlety whatsoever. But if that's what it takes to rescue Celestia, then I have no choice but to meet her demands. So you promise I'll get her back if you do as I say? As you say, rather? It's up to you to get her back. I will at least tell you where she is. If I can just learn where she is, I can probably accomplish everything else on my own. Trying to haggle for more at this point would just waste my time. Okay, it's a deal. After confirming that she'll help me, I let out a sigh and agree to her demands. If I had any alternatives, I've never stooped this low. But the time is of the essence here. I must do whatever is necessary in order to rescue Celestia. Okay, so this is actually a good softcore scene. That's the calm softcore music. It could go crazy later. But we're gonna end with this one and open with it in the next one. So basically we're in the woods right now, we're in the forest. Day 3. And crazy shit's going on with Celestia. I don't know if she's dead. I don't know what's going on. They laid thousands of eggs inside of her. Not something I figured was going to happen, but this is the Celestia path, so it's not going to end up too good for her. And of course, Celine wants Togo to have sex with her before she'll reveal where Celestia is. And this is probably as far as we're going to go tonight. Yeah, it is. YouTube obviously got cut from a lot of things, but I had to do what I had to do. And of course, MGTOW.TV, you guys got to see that heinous bug grape scene. It was like, oh my god. Oh, can't believe I actually watched that. Insane. It's the craziest shit I've ever seen. So, any rate, guys, this will be the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm going to be out for the Hentai Corner tonight. I'll see you guys later. I'm out.